Charlie Watts, the drummer with the Rolling Stones, has been a lifelong fan of Charlie Parker, the great alto saxophonist and one of the founders of the bebop movement. Watts has a new record paying tribute to his idol, and jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
What'll $30 buy you these days? A fat hardback book? Dinner for two at a restaurant whose name isn't French? 4 or 5 tickets to see Robin Hood? At record stores these days, $30 will buy you a copy of Charlie Watts' new box set called From One Charlie. The box is big, record album-sized and an inch thick. So big and pricey, you may be puzzled, if not outright ticked off, by how little stuff is inside. There's a sepia print of a William Gottlieb photograph of Charlie Parker, a.k.a. Bird. There's also a little picture book, small enough to slide into a jacket pocket, which you can read in 2 minutes without taking an Evelyn Wood course. It's called Ode to a High-Flying Bird. Watts wrote and illustrated it in 1960 to help establish his credentials as a graphic artist, and it helps explain why he's made his living doing something else. The line drawings would be amateurish by any standard, except when compared with Watts's prose. The story depicts Bird as a little chick hatched from an egg in Kansas City who whistled real good but died young because he ate bad seeds. Here's a sample of the text. Eventually, he was whistling just great. But every time he joined a combo, he found that he did not sound or think the same as the other birds. He blew from his heart. Hey, Charlie, look at me. Don't switch careers to jazz critic, okay? The other thing you'll find inside this $30 box is a newly recorded CD of Ersatz Charlie Parker music with Watts on drums. The CD is a whopping 28 minutes long. Never mind that CDs can hold almost 80 minutes of music. The good news is it features the veteran English alto saxophonist Peter King, a terrific bebop player who's virtually unknown in the States. King plays very much in Parker's style and wrote a few simulated Parker compositions. Peter King sounds really good on this session, as does the latest in a bumper crop of young trumpet whizzes, England's 18-year-old Gerard Presence. The only weak link in the band is Charlie Watts. Bebop, the music Bird helped invent, liberated drummers from metronomic timekeeping, but some of the stuff Watts plays sounds like a caricature of bebop drumming. Charlie Watts says his early ambition was to play with Charlie Parker, but it's safe to say he'd have flunked the audition. Back in the 60s, rockers liked to show they were serious musicians by citing jazz players as their heroes. For example, on the back of the first Birds album, drummer Michael Clark, who's not famous for his formidable technique, proclaimed his gods to be Elvin Jones and Joe Morello. There's a long-standing prejudice among some jazz people that rock and roll is strictly for musicians who couldn't play jazz if they wanted to. I don't subscribe to that theory myself, and the guy who played drums on the Stones' Can't You Hear Me Knockin' shouldn't feel like he has anything to prove, but Charlie Watts' attempt to play bebop only reinforces that old prejudice. Watts says the idea behind the box is to coax listeners into getting themselves some Charlie Parker records. Oh, that must be why it's so expensive. After you lay out 30 bills for this, paying 15 for a Charlie Parker CD will look like a bargain you can't refuse.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. From One Charlie is on the Continuum label.